flashing like a blade. A 22-year-old in flip-flops running around in an empty mall parking lot, lost in martial arts fantasy. I know it seems ridiculous now, but the truth is that alone. Deeper peace buried underneath. Returned to my station wagon with a wet face. Extravagant solitude invigorates. I drove back to Olympia, we're headed temporarily, and went back into the studio to resume whatever this thing is. The spooling out repetitive decades long song string. This river coursing through my wild swipes of meaning. And now I circle back to looking. plates with significance, gazing at the details in the artwork of a 7-inch, devouring every word in some zine. There was barely internet. Meaning gets attributed wherever appetite bestows a thing with resonating. When pressed against my face, my little mind trying to write it down, zooming out, a faint yelp lost in a thunderstorm, sufficiently small, thinking on the geologic scale, making the voice of mountains, reaching beyond my old concerns from when I was 17. Climbing up and dying, and flying off as vultures. innocent of the real air of death that awaited down the path. At the very end of 2002, I took the microphone's name and crumpled it up, burned it in a cave on the frozen edge. Made a boundary between two eras of my life, a feeble gesture, making chaos organized. The roaring river carves on, laughing at my efforts. The idea of something called Mount Erie engulfed me, and freezing moon by the band Mayhem, and looked up the lyrics. They said, "The cemetery lights up again. Eternity opens." In other words, nothing stays the same. No one knows anything. Seconds ago, watch me thrash around and try to gracefully allow the past to hang like no big deal. Bands that break up and then reunite for money, they can do whatever they want. That makes me glad that I'm only this one contrary grump. Impossible to reunite. Thank you. first night.